Hey guys, welcome to another Cigar Chat. Rob from Cigar Federation. We are live on CigarFederation.com, broadcasting around the world on Armed Forces Radio Network. We appreciate you guys tuning in. We appreciate everything you guys are doing for us around the world. Keep us safe so we can So we can sit here and talk about cigars. we've got Logan. How's everything? Logan, you look cold.
Dude, it's 35 degrees in Texas. It's terrible.
You know
my
what?
Pool's gonna freeze.
I think I got you beat, man. And I'm out here in California. You'll notice I'm in the house if you're watching the video. And I'm never in the house. It is 36.
Good
36
Lord.
Degrees. And it's only 5 o'clock. It's supposed to get down to 21 degrees tonight.
Oh my God, yeah. Dude. My pool's gonna freeze, man. We're going to be ice skating with penguins and crap. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's the end of the world in California, dude. If it gets down below like 50 degrees, everybody flips out. So we're spoiled. But, okay, so today we've got – I digress. We'll get back to the show. We've got Anwar from El Cedro Cigars joining us today. Anwar, thanks for taking the time, buddy. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it, you know, having me here on the show.
You're festive. You got the trees. I'm glad I'm not the only one with the Christmas tree in the back.
We just put it on actually a couple of days ago.
My wife, man, she gets on a very strict schedule when it comes to Christmas. And normally we wait a week after Thanksgiving, but this year apparently it's only 3 weeks till Christmas, so she was on it. But we got kind of a fat tree this year. It's chubby. but anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, but nobody really cares about any of this. We've got Dustin, a.k.a. Catfish Blues, joining us this week. One of our moderators on Cigar Federation. Dustin, thanks for taking the time, buddy.
Absolutely.
You're out in California, too. You don't know what's going on. It's cold, man.
Yeah, no, it's not cool. It's not cool. I had to unfreeze my windshield for at least 10 minutes this morning.
Oh, you're supposed to pour hot water on that.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to go back inside. It was too cold.
You can scrape it off with a credit card.
It's a good-looking beard, man. I feel you on the beard. It's working, isn't it?
You know, I've been shaving it down because of my job situation. So I have it rather clean. You can't really see it, but there's much more of my neck available for your viewing pleasure, if you'd like.
You have to keep your neck available for work. That's good.
That's awesome.
There's nowhere to go from there.
There's plenty of places to go from there.
So let's jump right in. So we're going to start off. One thing that we're doing today, we've got El Cedro Cigars is available in our store, store.cigarfederation.com. And all sales today, which is we are December 5th, all the proceeds are going to go to the Wounded Warrior Project. So if you guys want to try El Cedro, we've got 5 packs available. And it's actually not called the 14K, which we found that out today.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not.
Well, why is there 14K on the packaging? That's just that's a bunch deceptive of marketing practices.
We'll get there. It's all on the list.
I'm so angry now.
Yeah, that was the first thing. That was the first thing Anwar said when he logged on today. He says, "By the way, it's not called 14K."
Rob set it up.
I understood. I was like, okay, well, yeah, it's. So the 1 means this, and the 4 means that, and the K means that. But no, really, it's not a 1 and a 4 and a K, period.
Well, since we're on it, Anwar, just give us a little bit. Tell us what it means.
Well, as I explained off air, these are Phoenicians letters. It's pretty much an Asian letter. I explained that on a website. The I looking is, I'm sorry, we're going to start from right to left. So the K is an A. And the one right next to it that looks like a 4, as you call it, is an R. And the I looking is a Z. So Ariz, that's what it means, Ariz, which is a cedar. And these are Phoenicians. I'm not sure if you can see it right here. It's kind of a little blurry. My camera's kind of messed up. But so pretty much from right to left, it's ARZ. And that's pretty much a cedar.
So what do you call it then?
What do you mean, what do you call it?
Like, well, the name of the company is El Cedro, right?
Yeah.
So your cigar is cedar.
So the cigar is, I mean, is it the ARZ? Does it have a name, or is it just...
No, it's El Cedro means a cedar. That's okay. These letters are just, you know, since it's Asian Phoenician, I wanted to add it to it, you know, give it a better look.
Absolutely.
All right.
So like,
I love your presentation.
I hope that's clear, Dustin.
You know, I'm a dumb redneck from Bakersfield. That definitely helped me out a bunch. So. And I love your presentation. The box is awesome. I thought the box was
cheese queso.
Yeah, I just had some queso, to be completely honest. Not
no, you just totally missed my joke, you dumb redneck.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. My bad.
So, as I was saying, I'll digress. Any El Cedro purchases in the store today? The proceeds go to the Wounded Warrior Project. So, Anwar, thank you for doing that. We're happy to help out a little bit, and hopefully we can make some pretty good donations. So if you guys want to give it a shot, now's the day to do it, because we don't get anything out of it. It all goes to the Wounded Warrior Project, so we appreciate that. Okay, so Anwar, give us some background. There's some folks listening that, you know, maybe they've seen you on seen some of Dustin's reviews or seen the cigars around, but they don't really know much about you or how you got involved in the industry. So give us some background.
Well, all right, to start off, the whole dream to say started when I was in the military. We had Little Herfs, where a bunch of, you know, guys get together and smoke a cigar on a downtime. Pretty much that's our, like, refuge, pretty much. Well, to me, it was a refuge. A cigar was a refuge. And I was, you know, sitting there meditating, if you want to call it, and smoking a cigar and thinking about home and coming back home safe and all that. So one day, you know, I was smoking. I literally spoke to the cigar. I'm like, if I ever make it back, I'm going to make a cigar just like you. And that's where it started. And, you know, after I got back, I wanted to dedicate the cigar to all the men and women that serve in the military, because it means a lot to me. I've been there, and it was rough. So a cigar was kind of, you know, bringing the good memories back to me and dedicating to a cause. So when I came back, I totally forgot about the whole thing. You know, that was 2003. Now fast forward 10 years, I was back home. I did, you know, one day I just smoking a cigar. I think I was smoking Nestor Miranda. And I was like, I think it's time to fulfill a dream. So started scratching on a paper and to do a logo design and all that good stuff. It looked horrible. The tree looked so funny. It looked like a Christmas tree. Not like the one behind me. So I put things together. It took me a while to do the logo, and luckily a friend of mine helped me out, you know, designing the whole thing, because, you know, I wasn't good with computers like that. And also the hardest part is pretty much the cigar. I didn't know anybody to go to. One day I was in the Dominican Republic with a good friend of mine. His name is Alex. We were in a mountain, Jarabacoa, and at my in-laws' house, and one guy was smoking a cigar. So I approached him, like, what are you smoking? He was smoking La Aurora. He's come to find out that he did tasting for La Aurora and Davidoff. I'm like, look, I'm thinking, you know, I've been looking into doing cigars, my own line and all that, and you know, I don't know anybody. You know, I've been looking around, and it's not working out. So he gave me a lead to the guys from Tabadon, pretty much Hanky. From Davidoff. We called him, we went down there, we asked him, you know, told him my story, what I want to do. And this guy's a tough guy, man. He was smoking a cigar and inhaling the whole thing. He's like smoking a cigarette. It was, I was choking. He was like smoking and inhaling. I was really, you know, I've seen him before in events, but I didn't really see him one-on-one like that in his office. And he told me that he couldn't help me. However, he can refer me to his son, Hanky Jr., because he was already starting his boutique factory. It was brand new. He was, you know, starting the whole thing. It was beautiful the way the whole thing got together. So we called Jr. and we went down. We did, you know, introduce myself, told him the story all over again. And I told him, you know, I like cigars with hints of coffee and cacao and all that good stuff. And he was like, no, we don't do that stuff. He was thinking I'm going to do something like acid, pretty much, something with flavor, like Tatiana and all that. It's like, I don't do that, you know. We keep it simple and classic. I'm like, all right. I didn't mean to do it, you know. It was a little misunderstanding, but in the end, we worked on a blend. And within like 2 days, we came up with something called El Cedro. And here we go. We're smoking it.
For 2 days?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, that's a quick turnaround time.
Yeah, everybody
let,
else
let me, let me tell like you, months. Let me tell you, yes, it does. However, he had worked on a lot of samples, you know, and we tried like, I tried about 25 to 30 samples. My palate was burnt out. So I told him, you know, what I really wanted, the flavors I'm expecting from a cigar, a smooth cigar with, a full flavor, a medium body, and he gave me the samples that I needed. The one we're working on from scratch is the Toro I showed you earlier.
Yeah.
And that's going to take a while because it's, I wanted something different. Like everybody else said, I wanted something different, but something that resembled to a Cedro, like blending with the family of a Cedro.
So the Toro that you, that was quick. You guys are listening to Cigar Chat, broadcasting live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world on Armed Forces Radio Network. Just a quick reminder, we've got in the Cigar Federation store right now, and we're just kicking it off this month, we've got Cigar of the Month Club, and I'm going to kick this over to Logan, and he doesn't know that I'm going to kick it over to him, so I'm throwing him on the spot just a little bit. Logan, tell, this is your baby, so tell everybody a little bit about the Cigar of the Month Club, real quick.
Buy now! Buy now! All I'm going to tell you this, is that it'll be the best Cigar of the Month Club you've ever been in. I wish I could use cuss words, but I won't. It is honestly, it's no dog rockets, no turd burglars. It's only cigars that we sell on our site, which is no joke. Just like El Cedro, it's going to be quality every month. It's $39. If you don't buy, then you're just a joker. End of message.
All right. So yeah, go ahead and check those out. It's at store.cigarfederation.com. I think it's right there on the front page. It's not too hard to find. So, okay. So, Anwar, you showed us, offline, so maybe you can show it to us again, that Toro that you're working on. So that's a whole new blend then.
Yeah. I mean, and again, I mean, you guys are surprised that, we decided on a blend in a couple of days. Just remember the man behind it is, Henry Jr. And he put in a lot of work into his plans, and you know he got 20 something years with his father, so he's pretty experienced. And you know, once I told him the flavors that I expect in a cigar, he right away knew what I wanted, and he gave me a bunch of blends. And you know, I told him we could tweak it a little bit, but you know, in the end, we settled on a cigar. Right now we do have two sizes, the Corona Gorda and the Robusto. I didn't tell you. The wrapper is Havana Criollo, which is a native seed. The binder is Havana Hybrid, I believe 196, H196. And the filler is a blend between Dominican and Nicaraguan Tejero from Esteli and Condega. The difference is slight between both sizes. It's pretty much less filler in Corona Gorda, so you will pick up more spiciness in it. The Robusto is pretty much creamy. You know, you pick up the sweetness in it. And I'm not sure if you picked up some floral notes in it. This is what I really got out of it. And the new blend, I'm not sure, but I want to settle for a wrapper that I like. It's called Cubra. It's from Brazil. And pretty much the filler and binder are going to be Dominican, Nicaraguan as well, but the wrapper would be pretty much Brazilian, and this is what we're working on now. And possibly, I want to show this little shape. It's beautiful. I really forgot what it's called. It's kind of a funny name, but this is a Cuban. It's a Cuban vitola. That's the molds are available at the KBF. And hopefully we'll be doing that as well in the future. I really like the shape of it. It's kind of beautiful. So I would like to add it. It looks like a real torpedo, if you want to call it.
Yeah, it's definitely different. For those of you listening, on the podcast or on the radio, it's a short. Like, how long is that? It's about 5 inches.
Yeah, it's about five and a quarter.
It's rounded off at both ends, and it gets a little bit fatter as it goes down towards the.
Yes.
The tip, correct?
Yes.
Is it the old H. Upman molds?
The Viaje, Fat Man and Little Boy, is what it looks like.
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah. pretty
well,
much,
there's
yeah.
The H. Upman Budafara, I think is what it's called. It has an interesting shape like that. I don't know if it's the same one, but I know that those are the molds that they taper like that. It's real weird looking.
Yeah.
It could be that.
It's hard to roll as well.
Yeah.
You know, I could imagine it with a little subtle change like that, it would get difficult to roll. excuse me. Let's jump into some of these questions here, because we've got questions listed here from all the folks on Cigar Federation. I went through these. You know, we touched on this a little bit. Our boy Shooter.
He's
dangerous.
Well, he started with Scooter, which I kind of preferred Scooter, but Logan always called him Shooter, so he changed his name.
And he did. I love that guy.
So he says, how did you decide on the name El Cedro?
Well, the cedar is pretty much evergreen, and I dedicate it to the guys who never made it. They're not present with us. However, they live forever, so the cedar present. I'm sorry, there's a lot of noise going on here.
Hey, Dustin, that's coming from you, buddy. Can you mute?
Yeah, it's playing. I'll mute.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm sorry. It was, I got hearing problems here. But pretty much they thanks, buddy. But the cedar pretty much is evergreen and it lives forever. And again, the guys, you know, they're not here with us. However, their soul lives forever. And this is where I brought the cedar. And you know, also the cedar stands tall in the mountains of Lebanon. And it's, you know, it's mentioned in the Bible and the Torah and all that. So it has a significant meaning to me. Again, it's considered imperishable. It's evergreen. And I don't know if you guys know, it's a tradition that, you know, the treasure in a box, you know, is guarded by the cedar box pretty much. This is traditions that I've heard since I was a kid. And one little note that you guys might not know, but have you ever heard of cedar being used in a Revolution War?
No.
No.
Well, that was used actually as a charcoal to the charcoal used in making the gunpowder, I'm sorry. So this is a piece of history. I was searching actually. I got to get you the reference so you guys look at it. And this, I was fascinated by it. This is a new thing I found out like a couple of weeks ago. I was researching more and more, and I wanted to connect it to the American tradition, and off we go. It was used in a war here, in a Revolutionary War, as a charcoal, you know, in gunpowder.
Huh.
That's a new piece to it.
It was all tied into American history, and you didn't even know it. I didn't even know it. Who knew?
America.
America, baby.
Dude, your accent is awesome. You remind me of Enrique Sanchez. Your accent is amazing.
Some people call me Tony Montana because the accent I have is cool, so you're wrong.
The accents are different between – I know what you mean, Logan. They're different between me and Enrique, but they're equally smooth.
Is that Rico Suave, or Enrique Suave?
Smooth, dude. Smooth. Panty, you know, dropper. I can say that, too.
You can.
In New York, we have like 6,000 accents, man. I mean, we're so diverse over here. You don't know who's what.
So I guess that's good. So let's. Logan, you want me to keep listening down these questions, or do you have some from the audience?
Well, somebody asked where Anwar was born. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Lebanon.
Yes, definitely. I was born there. I was raised here. I came here as a teenager. But yes, I was born overseas.
So how did you get to America from Lebanon and then in the military? That's got to be a good story there.
I was canoeing, man, and I got lost and got here. It was awesome.
I'm telling you, man.
Now, you know, honestly, I was supposed to be born here, but they blew up the embassy in, I think, Dubai, and they lost the paperwork. So my mother couldn't make it here. And at the time, she was pregnant, so I was born in, you know, a war broke in Lebanon, you know, 70s, 80s. And again, the paperwork, you know, were kind of delayed. But anyways, you know, fast forward, We got cold, and we came over a couple of years later. You know, I finished my high school here, and I joined the military, and off we go.
Wow.
Wow. There was a story.
Yeah. Wow.
I tell you my life story, man, is going to be like a six-hour interview, so we can't really do that.
we can do it. That's for IPCPR next year.
We can do it in installments.
Yeah, we can.
So, yeah, man.
Fireside stories. That's funny. So, Logan, you got anything else, or do you want me to keep going down my list?
I don't know. Big Chunks in the chat just asked if anybody's going to join the Cigar of the Month Club, and the answer is you better, or I'll hurt you. Next question, Rob.
Yes. We're threatening everybody. Join it or else.
Hey, if you ask me questions like somebody asked me, I'm not going to say where or who said this, but somebody asked me to guarantee it, and you know what I did? I pulled out the Tommy Boy quote. I can't say it on the air because it uses the S word, but I used it. Sold three. Hey, humor works, dude. Tommy Boy sells cigars.
Remember that the sales, I'm dedicating it to the Wounded Warrior Project. So hopefully people can support the cause.
Yeah, that's all the sales on El Cedro products today in the store. So on December 5th. So you get out there, and I know you guys want to try this. So
don't walk you around.
So we talked a little bit about the profile of the cigar. I mean, this is your initial blend. You're working on some new stuff. I actually smoked the cigar when Logan and I were on Stogie 411, and the impression that I got from it, and I think I smoked the Corona Gorda. You sent me some of the Corona Gordas. That's what I was smoking. Medium, like a mild plus to a medium strength for me. Full flavor for sure. And the way that I was talking about it before, and it doesn't taste, when I talk about flavors in a cigar, it doesn't taste exactly like this, but this is what it reminds me of is, you know, a piece of toast with a little bit of honey on it, maybe even like a little bit of butter underneath the honey, and you take a bite into it. It's not that sweet, but the profile was like that for me. Had a little bit of, like you had mentioned, actually, the Corona Gorda has a little bit more spice to it. Kind of a nondescript spice, but it wasn't very prevalent. It was more on the retrohale for me, but I really enjoyed it. It's the kind of cigar that if you can smoke it whenever you want, you don't necessarily have to have something to eat before you smoke it, or, you know, you don't have to have it in the morning with a cup of coffee. You can really smoke it whenever. It's got enough flavor to stand up to pretty much any part of the day. but it's not going to knock you on your butt either. But the one thing that I run into when smoking a, something that's more on the mild side is it can feel empty. Like there's no substance to it, or there might not be enough flavor, but that's definitely not the problem here. I mean, there's plenty of substance, thick smoke, kind of coats the palate. So that sounds like something that you'd be interested in. I mean, you guys should give it a shot. But this all leads into a question from Mark Van Sledwright, Mark, I said your name right this time because I wasn't expecting it to be Vanderslice. I just thought it was Vanderslice last time.
That's Craig, dude.
I know, but I just saw the van and I just assumed. Since we're here.
Since we'll just stop right now, it'll be a good time to stop.
Yeah, I might as well. Guys, you're listening to me ramble on Cigar Chat on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network. This next portion of the show is brought to you by Ezra Zion Cigars. Notable cigars that command world attention. I love that line, dude. And you can you can get those at the Cigar Federation store as well. And I believe, is there an Ezra Zion in the first month? There might be. Who knows?
Mystery.
You never know.
Mystery.
You never know. Okay, so I want to get back to this question from Mark. I've taken the really circuitous route to get to it. He says, how did you determine on the flavor profile you wanted? I mean, how did you settle on – you said you went into this with your meetings at KBF to – you knew exactly what you wanted. How did you know what you wanted? I mean, what made you settle on this type of profile?
I mean, I've been smoking for a while, and I always like to smoke something in the morning. Usually, you know, my first break is about 5:30 in the morning, and, you know, you don't want something overwhelming. You want something smooth, and You know, I got used to smoke more of a medium body cigar, and that's what I wanted. I actually wanted something that pleases me. Also, I realized that a lot of people like the big gauge, full flavor, full body. That knocks you off your behind. And I wanted something different. That's why I wanted something smooth, and not only for keep it classic, and not only for us men, but also I wanted to target the women. Smoking cigars, and I'm sure there's women out there that smoke, old strong cigars. But I wanted beginners and women also to feel comfortable smoking a cigar, something smooth, something with a lot of good flavors, and that's why we decided on these smokes right now. As far as like I spoke about earlier, the total we're gonna do is gonna be more of a full body, for the heavy smokers. So there's a target, there's a cigar for every palate, pretty much.
Sure, yeah. So you're gonna go after, you're gonna be targeting Logan with this next one. I liked it though.
The cedar, the queso. I loved it.
I think it hits a lot of palate.
That's not convincing. That's not convincing. I like it though. It's not convincing.
Yeah, I liked it though.
I'm all about constructive criticism. Talk to me.
No, man. I mean, I honestly was expecting to hate it because here's why.
I like it
because Dustin likes it, and if Dustin likes it, it means I'm probably going to hate it. It's about right though. I mean, hey, different cigars for different people, and I hate to even admit this, but I was working one night on the store SEO. And I smoked the first one, and I remember calling Rob and saying, holy crap. Like, I thought this was just going to be, like, full of air, nothing. And it had just enough spice and just enough flavor, like, to keep me interested. Like, and I don't like many mild body cigars at all. And I remember smoking it, telling Rob, and Rob's like, wow, was it that good? And I was like, yeah, it was that good. And then I actually turned around and smoked the other one, like, 5 minutes after it. So if I can smoke two back-to-back, that's saying something. I would actually put that in the compliment bank. I know. Hey.
Thank you. I wanted something complex and something, you won't get bored smoking.
No.
At the same time, I won't knock you off your behind. Just something you would enjoy. So keep it simple. Keep it, traditional.
My two cents, I think.
Yeah, go ahead,
I mean, spending a lot of time in a shop, and I've done a lot of sales in shops before, you kind of have to match certain cigars to what the customers are coming in and asking for when you got a new guy coming in or somebody who's been smoking forever. And I really thought that this one was, I mean, not only was it my favorite as far as I could smoke it all day, every day, but I think it's one of those cigars that you could hand to anybody who comes into a shop and they're probably going to dig it.
Yep.
You could hand it to the new guy and give them a great experience, or you can hand it to the guy that's been around forever that smokes bigger, spicier cigars and just tell them, hey, this is something a little bit more laid back. Check it out. It's got enough flavor to smoke it earlier in the day, and they're going to get it. They're going to dig it. You know what I mean? It seemed like it hits a lot of palates to me, whereas the other KBF blends were really good in their own right in different ways. You know what I mean? But for this was the one that when I smoked, I went, oh, God, I could smoke this all day.
I would have no problem selling
it to anybody. What's that?
Buy it by the box.
Buy it by the box.
I did. 18 of the box specifically.
All right, Logan, go ahead.
By now.
Did you copyright the by now? Is it yours?
I think I'm just copying off all the movies where, no offense, but they kind of make fun of Chinese people, and they're like, by now! Like shit like that.
Right. Wow. I think we're probably copyright infringing, but...
probably.
Since we are talking about El Cedro, and it's that time of year, and I'm not really supposed to divulge any of this yet, but I figured it's my list, and I figure I can divulge it if I want. We're in the process of putting together all of our top 10 lists here on Cigar Federation. I know I did one, Logan did one, and I haven't seen anybody else's. So we're kind of divulging a little bit of information here, but for my top 10 for new release cigars that came out this year, I had El Cedro ranked as number 10. That was the number 10 cigar for me that came out this year. So it's in my top 10.
Thank you.
It's in my top 10. It was right. I actually had that. I had a tie at 10 with two cigars that I felt didn't, well, to say that they filled the same demographic isn't really right, but It was the two mild to medium cigars that I felt had a ton of flavor. For me, there were just a lot of really good cigars that came out this year. I wanted to rank it higher, but there was just a lot of really good stuff. But it's in my top 10, and I don't know, Dustin, did it crack your top 10? I would assume.
Yeah,
so.
It did.
Durka,
it did.
Come
all the,
on.
All the KBF. Yeah, shut up.
All the Durka, KBF, come on, dude.
Whatever. All the KBF stuff did. Honestly.
All of it. All you know, I still haven't smoked the smoking jacket yet.
And I did. You know, and I put the smoking jacket, in as far as my ranking was concerned, ahead of it. But for different reasons. Like, I was trying to be, I guess that was my objective opinion, because I didn't want to be too subjective, because this one I like the most out of all of them. This was the one that I bought the first box of, you know what I mean? As soon as I found a box of it, as soon as we had them, I bought one immediately. I think I was hitting up Logan, like, days ahead of time. But
dude, I turned it on, like, 2 days
before.
Yeah,
he turned on custom for me. So,
it's ridiculous.
But this was the one that really... That really, for what I like, I mean, I smoke a lot of Habanos, and if I'm not smoking a Habano, I'm basically smoking a humidor that's full of Hanky stuff, or a humidor that's full of Regis and Elogio, you know. And so, this just hit me perfect. It was everything that I'd want. And what's I really found the Nicaraguan side interesting. So I was curious to find out what fillers you used, and it seems like Condega and Jalapa. Or didn't you say Condega and Jalapa?
Yeah, Condega and Esteli. Actually, from Esteli, from Condega.
Okay. The Condega stuff seems to be in a lot of the stuff that I like for some reason. And I'm surprised, actually, at the lack of spice, given that that you used Lajeros in both of those leaves, too. Did you? Well, yeah.
It was about 10% Lajero. That's why you get that smooth spiciness, but it's not overwhelming. It's balanced, right?
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it pop. And I think that's what'll catch more palates than just a straight Dominican puro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I mean, not looking to do a puro one day, but let's see what we can do. It's always good to get the premium tobacco from different regions, different countries, and blend them, put them all together, and see what you get. It's an interesting. It's a recipe. It's like you're cooking. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Your accent, dude. I love
it. It's beautiful.
I love it, it's dude.
Beautiful.
I love it.
We gotta bring rum to Vegas this year and get him with Enrique and do a rum tasting again.
And then all the girls need to go like put on their chastity belts. It'll just be sick nasty.
You're bad.
Yeah, hey. I think it'll be a fun trip to Vegas this year. Last note on the on El Cedro and the all our top 10 lists. El Cedro did crack the consensus top 10 for Cigar Federation, but that'll all be announced later. So just a little bit of information there. let me start going down these questions again here. Ooh, did everybody just disappear? It got quiet.
No, we're still here.
Let's see. Harley Holmes has a question. I don't know if this is something that you're going to want to talk about or not, but we'll jump in. He says, can you discuss your work with disabled vets prior to starting El Cedro Cigars?
Well, sure. This is going to take us a little bit off track, but ever since I got back, transitioning was kind of tough, and we were kind of on a spotlight, but there were not enough services for veterans, coming back home to transition the right way. So I found a lot of hard time, going to college and, getting different services, come back home. Pretty much you're away from home for about 4 or 5 years. You leave high school, you don't have friends anymore. You're back, you're on your own pretty much. Most of us sleep, crash on mama's couch. It's kind of tough. So I've worked with the student veterans. I took initiative and we started an organization of student veterans, and I was a president on campus. We work with Student Veterans of America, we advocated for veterans. We helped veterans. We had group sessions, and whoever comes home, we just, bring them on board and have a group and tell them this is how it's going to be, this is what you're going to face, and all that good stuff. And I also worked with a homeless veteran population. That was a tough gig. Currently I'm actually helping the disabled veterans with their claims. So now I help them fill out the paperwork and all that good stuff. So I'm pretty much involved, and I'm still involved heavily with the veteran population. Did that answer the question?
Yeah, no, I was just, it's curious. I mean, it's something that, you know, a lot of people do when they come back. You know, it's a tough, like you said, it's a tough transition. I can't speak on it because it's not a transition that I went through, but we wanted just to hear a little bit about it. And I mean, trying to work with people and helping people get on their feet when they come back. I mean, that's something to be proud of. So we definitely wanted to talk about, just touch on it a little bit. And on that note,
dude, I'm on it, dude.
You are on it, dude. You're on it. It was perfect timing. I actually warned Anwar before the show. I said, if you hear a doorbell, don't freak out. It just means that we need to do this. So you're listening to Cigar Chat on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world on Armed Forces Radio Network. This next segment of the show is brought to you by Black Label Trading Company. They've got, what do they got, six blends?
Six blends. We're their exclusive online retailer. One is different than every other one. One is not like the other. Buy now.
One of these things is not like the other. No, they're it's a fuller smoke than what we're talking about tonight, but there's a lot of flavor in those things, and there's definitely something there for each palate, and you can go ahead and pick up a sampler with all six in there. So
skull and bones.
Yeah, they're very, and they've got that aggressive,
very aggressive
marketing. I like it. It's tough.
It
reminds me of Dustin. Like, Dustin looks like the kind of guy who would rock a lot of skull and bones type
dude,
stuff.
Somebody said he looked like he was the 80s rocker from Alice in Chains. I laughed hysterically.
You do kind of. What was his name?
Okay, maybe
Rest. What was
Rooster.
His name?
Maybe Alice in Chains. I loved Alice in Chains.
Here comes the Rooster.
Yeah.
I was a huge fan of Jerry Cantrell's playing growing up.
Dude, I was 2 years old, so it doesn't
Absolutely.
Really matter.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, hey, Logan, do you have you got some audience questions?
You guys went to bed
there?
Early in Vegas. What's that?
That's true.
Dude,
hey,
stop. Maybe I went to bed at like 2 o'clock and you stay up till 4 o'clock, but I am not the guy who left his bro stranded at the card table and got up and left, and we were winning a bunch of money, and then
that's because I was counting cards and I knew to leave.
Cards and tell me, so I lost all my winnings. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, but,
jerk,
but
dude.
My bad.
do you guys know that it's Big Smoke New York tonight?
Is it tonight?
It
or tomorrow?
Is. Yeah, it's tonight. Tonight yeah. And it's tonight
it,
and tomorrow.
It ends
right?
In about an hour. No, it's only tonight. So unfortunately, it's only one day. It's actually about 3.5 hours. It started at 6, I believe. It runs till like 9:30.
I've never actually gone to Big Smoke.
I mean, it's interesting. I'd rather go maybe to – it's just pretty much to support the smokers in New York, man. We need that stuff over here.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, New York is not friendly at all, and I didn't mention how hard it is to be based in New York. It just getting the licensing and all that, it just
– taxes, dude. You got to move to, like, Texas or Pennsylvania, man.
Actually, this is – El Cedro's next move will be pretty much moving out of New York because it's really expensive. It's really, though.
It's
crazy. The taxes are 75%, and this is, so
that's brutal.
I mean, Texas is what it's a penny per stick.
Yeah, it's like a couple of pennies. I mean, all I gotta say, it's a beautiful thing. There's a reason that we're located here.
Yeah. Yeah, our satellite campus in California doesn't really have anything to do with production.
It has nothing to do with
No, we just make things look pretty. That's all we do out here.
That's about it. That's funny.
I can make a graphic for you, and then we'll move on. yeah, but those taxes are a killer, man. I didn't even make that connection when you said you were in New York. It's just wow, that's rough.
I mean, I wanted to fulfill my dream. It's like do it now or never do it type of thing. Because if I didn't really start on it, I would have just forgotten about it. It was something I wanted to do for about 10 years. And I finally got an opportunity. I want to take advantage of it. And, here we go. It took a lot of hard work doing the logo, getting the licensing, getting the warehouse. You know, dealing with the government here is kind of crazy. Not kind of. It is crazy. So let me rephrase that. So it just working with Hanky was pretty smooth. He was a spot on. He understood what I really wanted. He's easygoing, good to work with. And he helped out a lot. But, you know, back home, just dealing with the licensing and getting a warehouse and shipping the stuff over and, you know, I don't know if you guys, if I told you about they broke into my shipment and took a bunch of boxes. I was...
What?
It was the Alec Bradley bandits, dude.
I was an unhappy camper for a few days. I was furious. I mean, it just... To just work hard and try to bring the product here. I mean, I was stuck actually somewhere in Jersey, and I knew I felt something wrong was going to happen because it was a heat wave back then. I was thinking, you know, the heat's going to damage the product. Thank God it didn't happen, but, you know, what happened is they broke into the shipment and took a bunch of boxes. And whoever did it, I mean, I didn't appreciate them leaving empty boxes. You know, in a shipment. Take your garbage with you, man. Are you kidding me? Take the garbage with you.
They took the cigars and left the box.
That's brutal. I mean,
That's insult to injury, man. That is
exactly.
You can reuse those boxes, though. $5 a pop, dude.
Those boxes are good too, man.
And second, if you were in Texas, you could have shot them. We wouldn't have a problem.
I'm kidding.
I'm a lover. I gave up all my weapons in a long time.
I'm a lover.
Hey, but if somebody stole your cigars, them's fighting words. Where I come from.
I mean, you can say I hope they choke on them. Unfortunately, they won't because they're gonna be enjoying them. They're great cigars.
It's unfortunate that they stole some really good cigars.
I know, it's awesome.
Damn, they're gonna enjoy it.
Hold on, time out, Dustin. Everybody's laughing and just like throwing it back, and you're like. What's wrong, buddy?
Yeah, Dustin's angry.
What? Oh, no, I'm not angry. Yeah, well, I'm pissed. That kind of stuff pisses me off. I mean,
I know, man.
I'm old school, so you do stuff like that, you get your tires slashed, and we're going to break your windows and beat the crap out of you.
And then headbang Alice in Chains.
I mean, Alice in Chains ain't headbanging music. That was grunge, dude.
No, yeah.
Youngster, young man.
You should go back and check them out, dude.
Nirvana was grunge.
Nirvana was grunge, and they came out of the Seattle era, too.
Yeah. Anyway,
Soundgarden all at the same time.
If you guys can't, if you're not watching the video right now, Dustin is completely, I mean, it's everything, his background is completely black, but his face is like this bright reddish orange color. It's it's kind of epic and kind of scary. And then he's doing the weird eye thing.
Oh, yeah, the weird eye thing. I scared some kids with it today. It was perfect. It's beautiful.
Okay, so let's try to get back on track. Logan, you got any audience questions to go through?
No, but I know Dustin has 1,000.
Yeah,
I do.
We'll open the floor up to Dustin. We had you on for a reason. Right? Speak up, bro.
Okay, I'm going to start with one, just bounced off something that we were talking about. I know you're in New York and they have high taxes. In California, if you're producing cigars, they basically tax the producer when they come in, and then they tax the consumer on top of it. So if I was making cigars and I, you know, ordered a bunch from KBF, when they get here, I got to pay tax on them. And then when I sell them to the shop is paying tax again to the consumer or the consumers. Do they do that to you in New York as well?
This is how it works. I mean, when you bring initially once to bring the cigars or tobacco to the States, you have to pay 52.75%.
Yeah.
What do we call federal excise tax? Yeah. This you can run away from. However, since I'm based in New York, if I want to sell in New York, I'm responsible to pay the 75%. So I have to add that to, you know, to the invoice. And they're not happy with the numbers. They look at it like, wow, this is too expensive, you know. But I'm responsible since I'm a distributor and wholesaler here in New York City. So if I sell outside New York, they're responsible. I just transfer the tax to them. You know, in that case, in Texas, a penny per stick. I would die to see that here in New York. I think
ultimately
ridiculous.
That's your profit margin. So yeah, that's affecting the price of the price of the retail of your cigar. That's why I wanted to know if they popped you like that. They do that in California.
But remember the sales tax that I'm gonna pay at the end of the month or every quarter is based on the amount of the invoice. The amount on the invoice. Let's say I do sales $100 and I pay $175 because I pay the state. I charge $175 because I have to pay $75 for the state. Yeah. You know, that 8.75 sales tax I'm going to be paying, and the difference between paying it on $100, you know, versus $175 is a big difference.
Yeah.
So that's a killer too, man. That's why we got our, we planning to move. We're looking into different places outside New York.
Dude, we'll blood. Warehouse your product for you for a price.
Yeah, free boxes. No, my other question, yes. would be, and I guess it would be more important now that you're doing a new blend. You spoke about using a hybrid binder on one of your on the El Cedro. What kind of tobaccos do you have access to? Because I've heard the Kellners are crazy hybriding all sorts of crazy seeds and coming up with all sorts of wicked stuff. And Hendrick was talking about buying all sorts of small batch tobaccos.
I mean, I'm not sure if I've learned that you spoke to Hendrick, and he actually gets most of his tobacco from his sister, Monica. Everything is exclusive. It's made for the Hendrick family. So, and there's certain tobacco he would not like to, you know, disclose for so many reasons. But they do deal with his sister pretty much. She does all the tobacco for him. And he imports from, you know, Nicaragua and Honduras, and he got different spots that he bring the tobacco from. However, he's got his magic. He does what he does, and he got, you know, great products. So I trust him, and whatever he gives me to try, I'm open for. And whatever tastes good, I'm going to take. So
do you get to go to the farm and, like, dig through the bales and find the cool stuff, or what?
He's got them, actually. He's the one. He's a master blender. I'm actually, next to him and tell him what I really want. And I'm still learning. I'm still learning, believe it or not. I'm still learning. This is new to me. And here we go again.
Yeah, hold on.
Is that a Russian spy going on there?
It's a drone.
It's a drone, baby. Yeah, he's smoking. You're a target.
Yeah.
In New York, you are a target, so... by the way, you can't smoke in parks, they say, but now you can smoke in parks, so I'm not sure which one is right. I gotta read, you know, more about it. But anyways,
just do it and find out.
I did it before, and I heard some, you know, good words, but let's keep that. It's a taboo thing, man.
It's either here or there. Moving on.
Well, again, I mean, going back to KBF, he's got a bunch of stuff. I mean, one day I smelled, he had a bunch of hybrid that I smelled. I think they were a wrapper leaves. It smelled just like chocolate, man. It was so delicious. Ooh. I mean, again, he got all the spices for the soup, man. I mean, 1,000 things to blend with, so he's good to go. And again, whatever, you can do so many blends and so many things with tobacco he has. So it doesn't matter if it's a hybrid or not. So as long as it's good tobacco, we can play with it and blend together.
Blends in the hopper. That's my favorite saying.
Yeah.
You got to have something in the hopper.
Blends in the hopper.
Oh, well, we're coming up against it. We're almost done.
We are,
guys. You're listening to the show flew by. You're listening to Cigar Chat, hosted live on CigarFederation.com. We are broadcast around the world on Armed Forces Radio Network. Thanks again, guys, for tuning in. We appreciate everything you guys do for us. Just going to... Hey, take a bow. Just a reminder, we've got some Drew Estate Liga Privada product coming back. We sold out. I think we sold out everything last week, just before, just in the last week. So we've got Liga Privada T52s. Now. And we got T52s and number 9s coming back in the store on soon, next week, I think, back in stock next week. So, if you guys are looking for some of those, and maybe that might even be in the cigar of the month. I mean, you might get one of each. I don't know. But you can go ahead and check that out, too, at store.cigarfederation.com. So we're coming up against it. We've got, 5 or 6 minutes left. We've got some giveaways to do. Oh, we got 5 minutes left. We got some giveaways to do. So let's wrap that up right now. We've got, 4 or 5 packs, Anwar? Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. How do you guys want to do it? You want to just pick somebody? I'm going to pick my favorite question, and I'm gonna reward my favorite question, was from Harley Holmes. He brought up the fact that you were working with disabled vets and you know, some of the homeless vets and stuff. And that was a subject I wanted to talk about, and he made it easier for me to bring it up. So that's my winner. I'm picking Harley Holmes. That's one down.
That's great, man. I mean, I also would like, you know, probably send them The rest, you've seen this. You have some of them.
Dude, this is awesome.
These are made by Pat Black, a buddy of mine. He's in upstate New York, and he did a hell of a job, man, making them. It's beautiful. He etched them. This is cedar wood. I pretty much just have it, and it's beautifully done, man. I mean, I love them. I would like to send one of those to the guys as well.
Oh, great. That's awesome. And we've got some of those in the store. You guys can pick them up.
Yes. And you'll see this soon as well. This is the ashtray, also Ooh. Made out of wood.
Yeah.
By Pat Black. So that will be awesome. This will be in store soon. He's actually, having it with he's just spraying them with liquid glass. So it's more doable.
That's awesome.
You'll see that in the store soon, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. I have my terrier.
Cool. Is that your dog yapping in the background, Dustin?
You have a terrier.
Yeah,
dude.
I keep selectively muting to try and keep her out, but she's pissed off me right now. She's diabetic. You know.
Oh. So. Take care.
Diabetic yeah. terrier.
Yep. Yeah. I'll explain later. We only got a couple minutes left.
Yeah. I think there's a longer story there. Logan, you want to pick a winner?
Shooter. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Explosive donut. Just because his name's awesome.
It is. It's a great name. It's a great.
And he bought from the store. Let just that be a lesson. Buy from the store. Get rewarded.
Buy now.
Lesson, Jared Garrott. Lesson.
He's your boy, dude. You know, I love Jared.
I don't like people from Kansas, dude.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you guys have issues. You guys have issues.
Major issues.
All right, Dustin. It's your first time. You get to pick somebody.
I get to pick somebody?
Yeah, they've got to be on now. They've got to be somebody here.
I'm going to pick Donald Cozenow.
Because he was winning everything.
I guess nobody was in the herf on Monday night. And that sucked because I totally could have been on there if I would have known, but I was busy. So let's give him some cigars.
Okay. See, you know what? You actually picked somebody for a really good reason.
Yeah.
You made us look bad.
He was disappointed. I want to help. I want to show him the love. I definitely showed some love to a few of our members.
I saw that. You're sending out some stuff. You're crazy. What about that sock that was in the background of the photo? Who gets that?
Hey, man. Dude.
The radish sock, dude.
I got out of the gym. What am I supposed to do?
The sock's got to go somewhere. All right, so let's pick somebody at random. Logan, do we have a number that we can choose from here or between?
1 to 25.
All right, Anwar, pick a number between 1 and 25.
9.
It'll just take me a second to count. I ain't
that
smart.
Yeah, just calculate
smart.
That.
Dude, it was donut.
All right, pick another one. Another number.
10?
No, that's Jared.
I wanted to pick actually
that's 26. Jared Garrott. He can't win.
Yeah, he can. He can win.
26. This is a new person. USC Cigar, a.k.a. Dan.
Wow. Okay. All right,
there
Dan.
We go, new guy.
And actually, you know, Dan asked some questions, but we addressed most of them, so that's a good winner.
Yeah.
Okay, so Anwar, we're just about to wrap it up. Thank you for taking the time out to chat with us tonight. We do appreciate it. Your donations that you're making to Wounded Warriors is great. The cigar is great. So guys, if you want to try it, today's the day to pick it up because that proceeds are going to go to Wounded Warriors, and we would appreciate it. So, Anwar, give everybody the deets, if you will, the info, how they can get in touch with you, how they can find you. You're on social media. I know you're on Instagram, Twitter, and things like that. So how can everybody find you?
They can find me on Twitter and Instagram, El Cedro Cigars, and as well as our website, elcedrocigars.com. Again, elcedrocigars.com. And also I want to give a special shout-out to St. Augustine Tobacco, Tim and David, they've been, great supporters of Cedro, and, they've been helping out a lot. And also to all the men and women serving around the world, whether they're home or not, I mean, big salute to them. God bless them. I'm not sure if we're supposed to say the God word, but, it's something close to the heart, and, they're brothers and sisters, and just want to tell them to keep their head down. You know what I mean. They know what I mean.
keep
up with the good work. That's about it from my side.
Well said. Yeah, we couldn't have said it any better ourselves. I hate to wrap it up on that note because that's a good note. But we're up against it. We've got a few seconds left. So you can find us at cigarfederation.com. You can pick up your El Cedro cigars. If they're not in your local shop, you can find it at store.cigarfederation.com. You can find me at Robbie Raz on Twitter. Logan, at Logan, I still think it's funny that it says Master Pimp under your name.
I speak the truth.
It always makes me laugh at the end of the show because for some reason that's the first time I notice it. But you can find Logan's at Logan at Dell on Twitter. Dustin, you're at Catfish Blues with two Z's at the end of it, right? On Twitter. So, and you can find all of us on Cigar Federation. Guys, we appreciate you taking the time and listening to us. I hope you guys all had a nice Thanksgiving. We will be back next week. I think we're on Tuesday again next week.
This is Thursday, bro.
No, I know, but we were on Tuesday last week. So we're back to Tuesday next week with my big man crush, John Huber from Crowned Heads.
Best friend.
Yeah, we're going to sing the three best friends that anyone could have. It'll be on next week, so you can catch us on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, as always. Thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate it, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. Later, have a great night.